Yeah, I want to see the words. There's joy. Okay. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. All right, keep going. All right, keep going. Yep, keep going. Okay, that's what I needed to see. Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just seeing everybody here today, and we just ask before we get started, let's open up in a prayer for our God. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you this day. God, just be with us and bless the ones that are here and be the ones that are not here. God, we know they are people that ain't time and different reasons, but we ask you, God, just pick your hand and bless them and everything we do. And let's leave here today with a good message and a good feel in our heart. Go out and be a servant for you, God. In your holy name we pray. Amen. At this time, let's get up and greet everybody. Make sure everybody be greeted. Feel welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Good morning. I want to welcome you to the church today. Just have a few, well, actually I'm lying. I don't have a few announcements. I got a lot of them. So, let me get started. September 14th, that'll be next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. There's a hymn fest at Bethel Baptist Church in Ellenboro, and our choir will be singing in that. So if you want to come and join us, we'd love to have you. There's a ladies' shopping trip on September 20th. If you're interested, see Lisa Pendleton over here or Dina back in that corner. And senior adults that are going to Lake Bowen, if you would meet in the back corner of the church over here, Sandra has some additional information to share with you. WMU will be meeting on the 18th of this month at 6 o'clock. And then next Sunday on the 14th, Youth and Children Committee will be meeting, and any interested parents after church next Sunday, and lunch will be provided for them. Also remember, this month is the North Carolina Mission Offering, and we have the poor man's dinner that is being served after church today. 21st, we have the deacons meeting and church conference, and on the 28th, we have the church council. And so Is there any other announcements that I didn't cover? If not, we have the real sermon for today coming up in just a minute. Reminder, ASL class at 5:30 on Wednesday evenings, and they meet at the First Sunday School room to the left going down this hall.
Hello. I'm always excited to be here at church on a Sunday morning, but I'm even more excited on a day like today. I want to introduce you to a young man, and then I want to tell you a little bit about him. This is Ty. Come here, Ty. Remember what I said, no cannonballs. Now, I know you wanted to do one, but we... This guy right here, very special to me. All these kids are very special to me. This guy came to me a couple Wednesdays ago, and he was pretty upset after our lesson. And it took me a minute to figure out why he was upset, because we had talked about Jesus, and talked about that one day we're going to leave this world. And he came and he said that scared him. And the more I talked to him, it wasn't that he was upset. The Holy Spirit was knocking. It was there. It was calling out to him, and it was looking for an answer. And we talked, and we prayed. And Ty, you made a confession of faith and allowed Jesus to be part of your life. Is that correct? And I was so excited. Listen, I don't get emotional about a lot of things, but he almost had me in tears in there because the Spirit was so powerful, the way it was dealing with Ty. And I was so excited about it, and he was so excited about it. And then now, when he tells people what he did, when he told Pastor John about it, he come and he said it was because I scared him. That was why. And I said, no, that's we talked about this, and so, but hey, I'll take it any way we can get it, right? But he has placed his faith in Jesus Christ. And today he has come to show that through baptism. This is not special water. We didn't add anything to it. This is just a symbol, Ty. It's a symbol to your family, to your church family, to show that you have given your life to Jesus. And when I dip you down in this water, it symbolizes washing all the sins away. But the moment that you accepted Jesus into your life, your sins were gone. Isn't that awesome? And so, Ty, it is my honor and privilege to baptize you, wait a minute, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Inside your bulletin is a prayer list, and I encourage you to use that throughout the week. Pray for those on the prayer list. I have two additions. Tim Lovelace has cirrhosis of the liver and is needing a liver transplant. Please be in prayer for him. and also for Pam Hamrick, whose mother passed away on Thursday of this week, having been in hospice for several weeks. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we come to you, we offer ourselves, we offer our hearts, we offer our praise, we offer our worship, all to you, for this service is all about you. We've already had a sermon preached to us today, as Ty has declared his faith in Jesus Christ and followed Jesus' example in baptism. We now need to look within ourselves to see what you have to speak, what message you have to speak to us today, maybe through a song or a prayer or the sermon or some other aspect of the service. But Lord, receive all honor and all glory from this service, and may it truly bring a smile to your face. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing hymn number 440? 440.
Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to give us to come into your house and worship you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to give us to give back a portion of what we've earned this week, Lord. Thank you so much for the willingness, the opportunity each person came today. Thank you for the opportunity you give us just to be able to get out of bed every morning and go earn a living. But we ask that you would use this money to build your kingdom. For in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Would you stand again as we sing hymn number 484?
I'm pressing on the upward way, new hearts I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray.
The kids can come down for a children's sermon this morning. Hey, Grant. I'm excited to see everybody here. And, oh man, all these new faces coming down. I love it. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. I am so excited. Well, I got a couple things to say before I start. This is a good thing. I'm going to have to stop. So to give you guys a heads up, I got everybody some candy that I'm going to give you to do something with, but I'm going to have to stop in the office and get some more candy because I don't have enough. That's great. That's great news, but I do have it out there. So don't. It's not great news that I don't have enough candy if I didn't have any more. So we are going to play a game this morning. I'm going to give everyone a piece of candy, but there are conditions. I'm going to give you a series of commands, and you have to follow those commands to the T, meaning they have to be perfect, or you're not going to get a piece of candy, okay? Does that sound difficult? It sounds really difficult to me, but we are going to try. All right, first thing, stand up. Stand on your left foot. Wait a minute. Some people said, oh, what's my left foot? Stand on your right foot. Hop up and down. Turn around. Stop. Y'all are doing pretty good. But, oh, look, here's more candy. Ray's brought more candy to us. Everybody, hold hands with the person beside you. Let go. Turn around and say, Romans 3:23. No, you got to say the verse. I had to get something to trip you up. Okay. All right. Everybody sit down. What's the verse? All right. So here's the thing. So everybody is now disqualified from getting a piece of candy. Nobody gets a piece of candy. Why? Why does nobody get a piece of candy?
We didn't get it right.
You didn't get it right. It was hard. All right, I got some good news for you. I got some good news for you. Because I love you, and because this candy was brought to me, I'm going to give you grace. All you got to do to get this candy is say, may I have a piece of candy? Good job. That is awesome. And you will get a piece of candy. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the ones who are going to be staying in here their candy. And then when we go to children's church, I'm going to give everybody else their candy, okay? So you will get, no? She said no. That's fine. So this is kind of like, is very much like, the way I did this, is very much like the way we get forgiveness for our sins, or the way we can reach God. Because when God created the earth, He gave Adam and Eve one rule. They broke that one rule, and they sinned. And throughout history in the Bible, God gave His people rules to follow. Yes? You have a Bible at you? Awesome. So throughout history, God gave people His people rules. And time again, God's people broke those rules. Does anybody know why that is? It's because we're not perfect. Because God gave us free will, which means we get to choose our actions that we take. He wants us to follow Him, but we get to choose our actions. And every single one of us make mistakes. We might tell a little white lie sometimes. We might get an attitude with our mommy or daddy sometimes. That may be the end of my sermon. I don't know if I can go on past that. Thomas, I love you, buddy. But because God loves us so much and He wants everyone to come live in heaven with Him one day and to have that eternal life that He promised us, He sent Jesus, His Son, to live a perfect life that we couldn't, die a death on the cross that He didn't deserve, and to come back on the third day. And now Jesus is preparing us a place. And all we have to do, all those rules, yes, they're important. It's important that we try to follow God's rules, but we can never 100% follow God's rules. But all of those rules are bypassed because when Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again, He made a way for us to be forgiven for all those sins. Now, I'm not saying it's okay to go out and tell all the lies you want because you're going to be forgiven, because that's not what God tells us. But God tells us when we do mess up, we can be forgiven. And all we have to do is... This is really difficult today, guys. All we have to do is accept, as ask Jesus to be part of our life. Say, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that I messed up, and I know that I can't get to God without You, and I want You to come into my life. I want to serve You. I want to follow You, and I want to be forgiven for my sins because of what You did. And that's all we have to do. Just like with this candy, I made the rules. I had to throw something in there that I knew something was going to trip somebody up to disqualify you from the candy. Well, there's something in your life separated us from God. But through Jesus, because He loves us so very much, we can be forgiven for our sins. All we have to do is ask. Isn't that awesome? And so we're going to talk more about that when we go to Children's Church. And since everybody's been really good, I'm going to go ahead and give everybody their piece of candy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Sadie, will you go right there, Sadie? And hand that. She's going to hand everybody one piece of candy as they walk that way back to their seats. And if you want to sit up here with me, it's fine. Go stand over there in the corner, Sadie. But we're going to pray first, okay? Let's bow our heads. God, thank You so much for this day. Thank You for loving us the way You do. Thank You for sending Jesus to live a life that was so perfect and to give His life up willingly on the cross and to come back on the third day. Lord, thank You for this wonderful day when we get to see one of our friends, Ty, express his salvation through baptism. We're so grateful and thankful for that. Lord, I love You and I praise You and I just thank You for everything and for all You are, Lord. And I thank You most of all for Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Before the choir sings, I'm going to ask Tara to come up. She's going to sign for the choir special. And I'm going to ask you to do something. When we get to the chorus, I'm going to ask you to stand and sign with Tara. Our worship began during the baptism. Let's continue to worship through our music and our singing, praising our Lord and Savior.
Psalm 22:3. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. And in Psalm 102:12-13, but you, O Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures throughout all generations. You will arise and give compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor.
Holy God, as we sing, arise.
Now, you may not know what is the mark of walking by faith. And that is being a children and youth minister, asking a question, anticipating an answer from 20 kids. That is walking by faith. Our scripture reading comes today from chapter 7 of Matthew, reading verses 13 through verse 23. And yes, we read 13 and 14 last week, but it also goes along with this week's sermon. Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit. A bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, we did not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform miracles. Then I will say plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Would you join me as we pray together? Lord, we pray that you open your word, but also that you open our hearts to respond to whatever you call us to this day. May we be faithful in responding to your call to service, your call to salvation, whatever call you place upon our lives. May we have the courage to act upon it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, yesterday was kind of a rough day. It came down raining pretty hard. And so I've titled this The Rough Road, because rough roads, especially after winter time, and there's all these potholes and you're trying to figure out how to get through without damaging your car, life oftentimes gives us rough road. I could have used a different title, such as bad fruit from good-looking trees or good fruit from rotten trees, but I didn't think that would fit in the bulletin, so I ended up a rough road instead. So we're looking at some of the same themes that Jesus has been talking about throughout the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus, as prayer, was revisited a few verses in this chapter. The theme of judging is once again coming back up. In chapter 6, Jesus said to us that we shouldn't judge unless we're willing to be held to that same level of accountability. So the harsher we judge others, the harsher we ourselves would be judged. And to realize that judging is not really our job to begin with. That's God's job. God is the one who ultimately will judge each of us. Yet, we do make judgments on a regular basis, whether to do this or whether not to do this. We have to make choices all the time, and we have to choose who to believe in the world. Who do we trust? Who can we listen to and believe exactly what they have to say? We have a lot of mixed messages. A lot of messages that, on one hand, sound very good, but then there's something not good about it. And so we have to discern how to be able to do that. And even though May you draw us ever closer to you, so you help us to discern what is real and what is true from all the other smoke screens, so that we can live a life that truly does bring honor to you. Help us to avoid the traps and just realize we're lucky, we're fortunate to be loved by you so much that you made something possible that was impossible for us on our own strength, and that is salvation. And I pray that each and every person here knows you as Lord and Savior of their lives. And as you have this time of invitation, may we be able to have the courage to act on whatever it is you're leading us to do. Not for the glory of this church, but for your honor and your glory. For you are the one who is trustworthy. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing hymn 287? 287.
Take my life, please me, Lord. May